Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Tonight you're
mine completely. Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Tim Berry is our guest. TimBerry.com, right, Tim?
Yeah.
They can find your blog there and all the things that you've been writing on lately. Folks, Tim is he's one of the oracles, folks. He's forgotten more than you and I will most of us will learn. So
I wish
whatever
you wouldn't say it like that, Jim.
When Tim he's been around a while, I've seen his gray hair. When Tim puts finger to keyboard, you need to know what's going on. So please find him on Twitter, go to his see if he'll be your friend on Facebook, subscribe to the RSS feeds of his blog. Folks, you just got to know what Tim's got going on. He's the best, and of course, bplans.com is a great way. It's a site that he basically built originally to help people learn how to do better business planning. And so, folks, just do it. Take my advice. You know, Tim. If nothing else today, just do this. TimBerry.com. Hey, Tim, we're talking. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm glad to say, Tim has deposited an incredible body of work with us over the years, right there. So we're very happy about that. Tim, exit strategy. The big deal. The big breakpoint. The gut check between people who seek investors and people who want to become investors is over when do I get my money back? When do I get a profit? I don't care whether you sell the company or not, Tim. If I'm going to invest it with you, I want to know when I'm going to get my money back. That's my exit strategy. Go ahead.
Yes. The irony is that many people think it's just about having a happy, healthy, growing company. And there are a lot of scenarios in which just a healthy, happy, growing company doesn't get money back to investors, and they're looking for special companies that grow so fast that they get acquired by bigger companies and turn into money out in 3 to 5 years, where the rest of us want to build a business and keep that business happy, healthy, and growing forever. You know, and that is a key differentiator.
If you are starting a business, and in your mind you're imagining retiring in this business or handing it over to your children in 25 years or something like that, you're not a you might be in a prospect for an angel, but not for a VC, venture capitalist.
The investors don't live on dividends. That's the stock market. That's a different world. The startup investors and venture capitalists live on having those companies grow and get acquired. You know,
or going public.
I sort of grew up in this, cut my teeth, if you will, back in the Silicon Valley, beginning in the late 70s, where a lot of people spent a lot of time with the idea of, I'm going to get financed, because that's how companies grew.
Right.
And then somewhere in the 90s, a very smart person gave a little talk that I heard. The title of it was, Choose an Investor Like You Would Choose a Spouse.
Uh-huh.
And I remember how important to me that became, because it helped me realize that people think it's just like a race, and if you get investors, you win. Whereas you were mentioning before, compatibility. No, you don't win unless those investors are also compatible with what you want to do. You're getting partners, and it is like another marriage. And I mean, I've been married to the same woman for 40 years. I respect that relationship is not trivial. And if you're going to have another marriage, you better understand that with compatible partners, it's great. When there isn't compatible partners, it's hell.
One of the ways that finding investors is not like a marriage is Tim, it seems to me that if you're going to have a healthy relationship from alpha to omega, it's you plan the marriage. Which the wedding plans includes a divorce plan.
That's
right?
True. Very few wedding planners talk about the exit strategy.
No.
Wonder why that is. No, but it's what's also true is to get there, you have to be able to live with your investors. So I very often run into companies where I'm reading their plan from the investor's point of view and telling them, look, you got a great business. Build it. Stop distracting yourself with looking for investors.
Right.
Build your business. You don't need investors, and that's the best of all possible worlds. Focus on getting the sales, generating the revenue to
right.
grow the business without having to woo the investors, and you'll be way better off.
Well said, Tim. Folks, that's pretty sage advice. And it's the good thing about a bank loan is when you pay the bank off, they go away, don't they?
Yeah, and you still own the business.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, folks, if you're starting a business right now, I think that ownership thing is a scenario you're going to wind up liking a lot, maybe more than you're going to like it more than divesting. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here as always. Good job today.
Always happy to do it, Jim. Thanks for
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. He is the best. TimBerry.com. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.